Continue with Masechus Beitza Daf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. We're going to begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amid Beis, the new Perek Ein Sadin. The Mishnah deals with the handling of animals vis-a-vis two issues, one having to do with trapping the animals, and the second one dealing with feeding the animals. Says the Mishnah, Ein Sadin Min HaBeibarim BeYamtif Ve'ein Nosan Lefnei Amazonos, that you're not permitted to go ahead and to trap fish, to catch fish that are in a Bibar. Rashi says that these are ponds. These are small enclosures where fish can go ahead and swim around. And on Yom Tov, you're not permitted to go ahead and to catch a fish that is in one of these ponds. Ve'ein nosan lefnei mezonos, nor can you place mezonos before them. Says Rashi, even though it's true that when it comes to shechita, nafiyo, bishul, when it comes to other avos melachos, they are permissible, mishum ochel nefesh. When it comes to these melachos, says Rashi, the reason they are permissible in Yom Tov is because you can't do it beforehand. Or if you do it beforehand, the quality of the product would be compromised. The food wouldn't be as good. Over here, there's no reason why you can't trap the fish beforehand and put them into a little tank. And then, before you want to eat them, so then you can go ahead and you can remove it from the tank. So the fact that this melacha could have been done beforehand is the reason, explains Rashi, why it is not permissible as far as the general heter of ochel nefesh is concerned. And why can you not put mizonos in front of them? Says Rashi, lefnei adagi mizonos, v'afilu mandiyomai nefesh behema b'mashma, even though there is an opinion we saw earlier that says the heter of ochel nefesh extends even to behemos as well. So when it says, ach, asher yechol ochel nefesh, so there is an opinion that says nefesh includes animals, says Rashi, this is only true when you're dealing with animals that are dependent upon you for their food. And when it comes to fish, they're not dependent on you. When it comes to fish, they can make do without you. They can go ahead and you can eat off the floor, they can go ahead and eat grass, the big fish eat the small fish. So fish are very resourceful and they're going to find their next meal with or without you. And so therefore, it's not permissible to go ahead and feed them. However, it continues the Mishnah about sodin chayva of many bibarim and osn lefnei mezonos. When it comes to a chaya, an animal, an oaf, a bird, so now it is permissible to go ahead and to trap them from the bibarim, trap them from these enclosures on Yom Tov, and you are permitted to go ahead and to feed them as well. Now, obviously, when it comes to the bibarim over here, we're not talking about ponds, we're not talking about enclosed bodies of water. Bibarin over here is referring to an area, explains Rashi, which has a fence and is a relatively small area. This is an area in which animals are placed by their owners and they're raised there and they give birth there. So that's what we mean when we say when we speak about these bibarin. V'nosan lefnei mezonos, says Rashi, you can go and you can feed them b'mei achoref because they require mezonos, and even in the summertime, where it's difficult for them to go ahead and to get food because people walk in the area and some of the grass gets ruined. So in these situations, it's assumed that the chayos and the chay and the oaf require the owner to go ahead and to feed them. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kolei bibarin shavin. However, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we can't make a general rule when it comes to bibarim and say that they're all the same, because not every bibar is the same size. And zeh klal, this is a general rule. The rule will go like this: kol amechusat seder aser, she'ena mechusat seder mutter. Whenever you're dealing with a bibar, an enclosed area in which the animals that are contained within are mechusat seder, meaning they are still lacking seder, that in order to go ahead and to catch this animal, you still have to do another action of tzeda, so then it is going to be usur to do so on Yom Tov. However, animal chusat tzeda, if basically it's where you need it, and there's no real act of tzeda that's necessary in order to catch the animal, so then it's mutter. The Gemara is going to define this particular geder a little more clearly. So the Mishnah begins by raising an apparent contradiction between the Mishnah and the words in the following brayso. Reminu, says the Gemara, does our Mishnah not contradict the following brayso? Bibarin shel chay v'shel ofos ein sadin mehem b'yom tif ve'ein nosan lefnei mezonos. So here the brayso says, when it comes to bibarin of chaya or ofos, number one, ein sadin lehem b'yom tif, you're not permitted to go ahead and to trap the animals in these enclosures on Yom Tif, and ein nosan lefnei mezonos, you cannot place food before them. So it says the Gemara, Kasha Chaya, Kasha Ophos. Over here we have a double contradiction. We have a contradiction regarding the din of Chaya and regarding the din of Ophos. We saw in the Mishnah, in both cases, regarding Chaya and Of, that it is permissible to go ahead and to trap these animals from their enclosures, and it is permissible to feed them. And over here in the Braisa, it says you cannot trap them, you cannot feed them. So it says the Gemara, Bishla Chaya, Chaya, lo Kasha. Regarding the contradiction within the case of Chaya, a non-domesticated animal, so that is not necessarily a problem. Ho Rabbi Yehuda, Ho Rabbanan. You could say that this boils down to machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. The Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah and Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzod Tzipor Lemigdo, Utzvi Labayas Chayev. If a person goes ahead and traps a bird by forcing it into a migdol, a closet of sorts, with Tzvi Labayas, or he goes ahead and he chases a deer into the house, so then it's going to be Chayev. This is going to constitute an Issa D'Oraisa of Tzod. So the Gemara comments on this Mishnah, Labayas Sud Mechayev. You see that clearly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the person is going to be Chayev only if he traps the deer by driving it into a house of Alibi Bar in Lo. But if he places it into an enclosure, he's not going to be Chayev. On the other hand, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say, Tzipor L'migdol, Utzvi L'gino L'chatz L'bi Barin. When it comes to a Tzipor, so just as Rabbi Yehuda says, it's going to be considered trapping if you drive it into the closet. Utzvi L'gino, however, when it comes to a deer, it's going to be considered trapping if you drive it into a gino, into a garden, into a chatzir, a courtyard, L'bi Barin, or even to enclosure. So we see that according to the Chachamim, they considered a deer already to be considered trapped when it's in the bibor. And so therefore, once it's already in the bibor, according to the Chachamim, there would be no issue to go ahead and to catch it, because that's not considered an act of tzeda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, he does not consider a deer in a bibor to be trapped yet. It's what we call in the Mishnah, b'chusat tzeda. And so therefore, to go ahead and to catch it in the bibor, that would be considered to be a problem of tzad. So says the Gemara, it could be that we could simply resolve the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa by saying one is reflecting the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and the other is reflecting the opinion of Rabbanan. Ela ofas ofas kasha. However, this says the Gemara, how can we explain the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa regarding the case of ofos? Because when it came to birds, we saw that everybody in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan agree, in the Mishnah, it's quoted in Shabbos, everybody agrees, the Ein Seidas and Afilu Labayis, that you're not permitted to go ahead and to trap it even in the house. So says the Gemara, V'chitema hanami lo kashya, ha bebibar makura, ha bebinar she'enu makura. Maybe you'll tell me that, no, this is also not a problem. Why? Because one case is talking about a bibar which has a roof, and the other is talking about a bibar which does not have a roof. So what does that mean? We would say as follows, that the Mishnah, which says that it's permissible to go ahead and take a bird, so that could be talking about an area in which the bibor was fully enclosed, so the bird couldn't fly out. If the bird could not fly out, so it's considered to be already trapped. And the Braisa over here, which says you may not take a bird from a bibor, that's talking about what? A bibor she'ena makora, it does not have a roof. V'ha bayis the chabibor makora dami, says, well, that can't be. Because a house is just like a bibor makora. It's the same thing. It's a fully roofed enclosure. Ubein Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, tzipor l'migdol in the bayis lo. But yet we saw that according to both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, you can drive a what? A bird into a closet. And then we consider the bird to be trapped. However, the bayis lo, but by driving it into the house, it is not considered a trap. So we still have, as we see, a contradiction between the Braisa and the Mishnah. So says Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hacha B'tzipor Dror Askinan. The Mishnah over here, which we say both the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim say, that a bird which is that a bird is considered trapped in a migdol, in a closet, so that's talking about a tzipor dror. That's talking about a special type of bird, a specific type of bird, She'ena Mekabelos Maros, which does not accept upon it, literally, maros, the subjugation of its master. It says, Rashi, b'tzipor dror shedar b'bayis k'besadeh, because it flies around the house just like it's in the field. Sheyudas lihishamet mizavayis habayis l'chol tzad, because it knows exactly how to go ahead and escape from one corner of the house to the other. V'lekach nikris dror al shem dira shadar b'chamakim. It's called dror because what? It literally lives in all places. The Gemara is going to explain that in a moment. So if we're talking about a tzipor dror, says Gemara she'inim kabelis maris, that it does not accept the mastery, the control of its owner, the Tana de Beit Rabbi Shmuel, lama nikra shma tzipor dror, why is it called a tzipor dror? Why is that name used? Shadar babayis kibasada, because it lives as freely in a house as it does in the field. So, the Mishnah and the Braisa regarding Yomtiv are talking about ordinary birds, which do not become, in this same sense, submissive in a roofed enclosure. So, essentially, we can stick with our original answer, that the Mishnah goes ahead and says it's permissible to go ahead and to take birds from a roofed enclosure, but the Braisa is going to forbid them from taking them from an unroofed enclosure. So that would be the that would be the way to resolve this contradiction in the case of Ofo. Says the Gemara, Hashad the Asas Lahachi. Now that we've come to this conclusion, namely, that we're saying it doesn't come down to a machlokas tanoim, but rather we have been able to resolve the apparent contradiction in another way by differentiating between different types of birds. So chaya chayin amilukasha. So why not go ahead and use a similar manner of distinguishing in the stira of chayos, habib biber katan, habib gadol, says one is talking about a small enclosure. We say the Mishnah is talking about a biber katan, and that's why the Mishnah says it's permissible to go ahead and catch a wild animal in an enclosure on Yom Tov because it's talking about a biber katan. And the Braisa, which says that it's not permissible, that's talking about a biber gadol, a large one. So says the Gemara, hechi dami biber katan, hechi dami biber gadol. What is really the difference Lamaisa between a biber katan and biber gadol? How do we differentiate between the two? So Amar Ravashi, kol hecha deroid abasu matali b'chaj shechya, biber katan, v'idach biber gadol. Whenever you can go ahead and chase an animal, and you can catch it in one lunge, so that's called a biber katan, right? If you don't have to actually go ahead and chase the animal around and around and around, rather you can just go ahead and lunge at the animal, catch it once, that's called a biber katan, v'idach, and anything larger than that is considered biber gadol. Linami says, Gemara, another possible way to differentiate between the two, kol hecha de iko uktzi uktzi biber gadol. Whenever there is enclosure where there's many different corners, literally, but many different places where the animal can escape, that's a biber gadol. V'idach, anything smaller than that is a biber katan. V'idach, and the Gemara gives us now a third measure that we could use to differentiate between the two. Inami kol hecha de nafli tula de kasli adadi. Rather, the shadows of the walls reach the other wall. So this is called a biber katan. V'idach, however, if the room, the enclosure is large enough that the shadow from one wall will not reach the other, that's called a biber gadol. That is considered to be a large enclosure, and we would treat it accordingly. The Gemara now comments on the next line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo kol bibar in shavin. Not all bibar are the same. So says Gemara, Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda, Mashmuel halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha follows the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, namely, that an animal can be taken on Yom Tov only from a biber from an enclosure which is already considered trapped. And he said, lo kol bibar and shavin, they're not all the same. We have to differentiate between different types of bibar. So comes along Shmuel and says that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Amalia Abayis, Abayis says to Rabbi Yosef, who quoted Shmuel, halacha mechal de pligi? By saying that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, you seem to imply that there's a machlokes. But we've already explained that the Tanna Kamma also permits taking an animal from a small enclosure. So why is it that you're telling me the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? After all, there's no machlokes here. So Amalia, Rabbi Yosef says, what's the difference to you? In other words, okay, you're right, there's no difference, but I still said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I'm right, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's also like the Chachamim, but I didn't say that. So Amalei Abayi said, Gemara, Gemara, Zamarta Tehei. Are you telling me I should just go ahead and I should just learn the Gemara, the tradition, whether it's correct or incorrect, and it should be like a song? A song meaning that it doesn't require any specific understanding. I'm just going ahead and I'm just parroting the words. I'm just going ahead and repeating things that don't make sense. Here you're telling me the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whenever we say the halacha is like one Tana, that clearly implies that there's a machlokes. So Abayi says to Rav Yosef, yeah, it matters if you say the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. You shouldn't just say that, because if you're going to say that, it implies that there's a machlokes, and I don't think there is a machlokes, and therefore he objects to Rav Yosef saying the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel.